The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
A 29-year-old man is accused of stealing over $500,000 from the Buffalo nonprofit, the Jericho Road Community Health Center. Dejan Karlovich of Amherst, a former accountant at Jericho Road, was charged in federal court following his arrest by the FBI. Jericho Road founder and CEO Dr. Myron Glick released a statement to assure that, quote, no donor funds were lost in the theft. A press conference will be held today near a blighted Allentown structure as officials look to build support for legislation they say would improve housing conditions in Buffalo. Representatives from Preservation Buffalo Niagara will join State Senator Sean Ryan, Assemblymember John Rivera, and Councilmember Mitch Nowakowski outside 2 St. Louis Place. Rivera and Ryan have introduced bills that would enact the City of Buffalo Preservation and Receivership Act, which would establish procedures to appoint receivers to manage neglected rental properties. And 2/3 of the region's Catholic families of parishes do not agree with diocese plans to close and merge dozens of churches throughout western New York. Diocese officials say 24 of the 36 families of parishes will offer alternatives to the merger plans that were announced in June. Written formal proposals are due by August 5th. Meetings with all families of parishes will be held between August 12th and 22nd, with final merger plans determined by September 1st.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying grifts find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
Several local environmental and pro-public transportation groups are asking a federal judge to pause construction on the Kensington Expressway project. The three groups and 51 individual plaintiffs are accusing the Federal Highway Administration of failing to conduct a sufficient environmental impact statement and of having, quote, actively obfuscated and misled the public. Fruit Belt leader Denise Barr wants federal and state officials to replace the expressway with the original parkway.
People have a right to have good green space, to have clean air. People have a right to have a park. Why do our children not deserve to have a park like other areas of this city? It's not right. And it's for us to stand up and to tell them that they are not the experts in this situation.
Federal and state officials have argued the project will reconnect neighborhoods divided by the highway and create green space without clogging city streets. A man who briefly escaped from the Chautauqua County Jail is back in custody and facing new charges. Deputies say Eric Riles was able to gain access to the jail's roof as he was being pursued by corrections officers. Riles exited the facility by jumping from the roof onto a nearby lawn. However, deputies had already surrounded the perimeter and were able to take Riles into custody. And over 1,200 people face charges of driving while impaired by alcohol or drugs as a result of the state's July 4th holiday traffic safety campaign. In all, over 38,000 tickets were issued.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.